Part 1. Wiltshire. The framed picture June Tremaine kept on the locker by her bed was there to remind herself, as much as inform her visitors, of the pretty girl whose face, unlike her husband's, gave no indication of the direction it was set to take. The snapshot dates from 1946, a day or two after their wedding, and a week before they set off on their honeymoon to Italy and France. The couple are arm in arm by the railings near the entrance to the British Museum. Perhaps it was their lunch break, for they both worked nearby, and they were not given permission to leave their jobs until a few days before they set off. They lean in towards each other, with a quaint concern for being cut off at the edges of the picture. Their smiles at the camera are of genuine delight. Bernard you could not possibly mistake. Then, as always, 6'3", outsized hands and feet, a preposterous, good-natured jaw, and jug-handle ears made even more comical by the pseudo-military haircut. 43 years did only predictable damage, and that only at the margins. Thinner hair, thicker eyebrows, coarser skin. While the essential man, the astonishing apparition, was the same clumsy, beaming giant in 1946 as in 1989 when he asked me to take him to Berlin. June's face, however, veered from its appointed course much as her life did, and it is barely possible to discern in the snapshot the old face benignly wreathing into welcome when one entered her private room. The 25-year-old woman has a sweet round face and a jolly smile. Her going-away perm is too tight, too prim, and does not suit her at all. Spring sunshine illuminates the strands that are already cutting loose. She wears a short jacket with high...